It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina Say What in your midday. I have family here today. Yeah. He's on tour, the Sincerely For You tour. Jacquees is in the building.
What it do? What it do, family?
What's up? How are you? How's your mom? How's the business?
She good. She good. She out here. Yeah, she out here.
Oh, so your mom's on tour with you?
Yeah, she is. She, you know, she's been coming on tour since the last tour. So, yeah, she's here.
What? Yeah. What's that like? How do you balance mom and, like,
it's lit.
The extracurricular activities that happen on tour?
I mean, it's lit because, you know, I see her. I probably see her before I go on stage and at a meet and greet, and I probably don't see her after that. You know what I'm saying? So is
that like a source of like motivation for you? Like, why is it important for you to have your mom there? Or is it more she wants to be there?
Well, I want her to be there too. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's always a dream for your mom to be there if she can be. You know,
right.
And of course, she handled the business also.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like for her to be hands-on too. And of course, I just like for her to see me every night. You know, my mom was the first person to believe in me. So
yeah.
For her to see me do it on this level is like, dang, we really living off of what we believed in.
Right.
So, you know, it's a blessing.
I love that. Yeah. And you have a restaurant now.
Yeah, the Wine and Tapas Lounge.
Yep, in Atlanta. So congratulations on that, being a business owner. How are you navigating that space in your life?
Well, my sister is the manager. Shout out to my big sister, Rizzy. So she do a great job running it. And also my partner, Vanika Marks. They do a great job running it. So I don't really have to worry about it. You know, I just had a show in Atlanta. So we had the after party there at the spot. It was super dope. I was thinking like, dang, I just did the show. And then went and did an after party at the spot. You know, that's just crazy.
That's good business.
Yeah, that's great business.
And I like that you're investing. You know, a lot of people get caught up in that fast money and forget this ain't going to be here forever. Do you have any business? I was reading some memes. Shaq got like 1,000 businesses.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Shaq is all over.
Ridiculous how many businesses he has. I don't think people understand.
Man, Shaq the police and everything.
So you dropped Sincerely For You, which is executive produced by Future, and now you're promoting the album. That's really like kind of like how they used to do it. Like, it used to be where people drop a project and then you gotta go promote it.
Yeah.
That's now two albums. You dropped The King of R&B and you went on tour, and now you dropped Sincerely For You, and now you're going on tour. Why is that important for you business wise?
Well, I think just career wise, it's important for me to tour on my albums because I just like to show the fans like that it's really success behind it. You know, it's really like, it's really happening. I don't know, something with me, I just always love to tour. It's just something about it being connected to the dream. I don't know, getting on the bus, having your people with you, going city to city. I don't know, it just feels good. And I haven't toured in 3 years by myself. You know, the last time I toured was 2020, you know.
I was there. They was throwing panties at you.
Yeah, the King
of R&B. I was like, what? Are they throwing panties?
Yeah, a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't that feel like a long time ago? But that was like, what, 2019?
That was 2020.
Yeah, the beginning of 2020,
yeah. That was 3 years ago, though.
Yeah.
So that was a long time ago. But it's definitely important to tour. I think after this tour, though, I definitely want to go on tour with another artist, you know, of course, another artist, a bigger artist, of course, to get in them arenas, you know what I'm saying, and just drop some more projects and then go back on another tour, you know. But this tour right here lit. I've been on the road in 3 years, so the fans showing up. I think tonight we like 150 tickets from selling out, so I'm pretty sure Philly going to show up and sell this one out. So it's lit.
Ideally, who would you want to go on tour with if you were doing like that big arena tour?
Chris or Usher.
It's only right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kings of R&B.
Yeah.
Imagine that tour.
Crazy. Show crazy.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to happen too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. So one of the songs that I love off your album, I told you this last year when you dropped the album, Love a Woman's Worth.
Yeah.
I felt like that song really spoke to me.
Thank you.
And I love to see that it's one of your singles off the album. Now, a song like that, you know, it's kind of like, it reminds me of the classic, but you kind of made it your own.
Right.
I feel like a song like that, I need to be hearing everywhere.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, that's not the case. For artists like you, where you're dropping quality R&B music, you know, how do people discover that music? Like, what is that process for you?
Well, how people discover my music, I would pretty much say, it's pretty much word of mouth. I think that's pretty much how my whole career has been. But besides the times when we just all over the radio.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like a word of mouth thing. I think that's how I really blew up. Somebody saying like, hey, check out Jacquees, you know, check out this, check out that. I know like tonight there's going to be people there that ain't never seen me perform or probably never heard my music, but they just going to come with someone that told them to come. So I think it's just a word of mouth thing. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm trying to grind and get all my records on radio.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes you make R&B records that sometimes radio may feel like it's not radio worthy, or I don't know. You know how it's just politics.
I don't understand that. Because that song sounds like to me like it should be on the radio. I don't understand. I don't understand what goes on politics wise behind the scenes. I also think there's an issue where there's so much music.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you cut through all the music that's out there?
You gotta just do what you do. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I've been good at for years. You know, just stand in my lane. You know, and cut through when I cut through. I feel like right now I'm having another cut through moment right now. You know, with the Diddy record, you know, going crazy. I just dropped something with Jermaine Dupri too.
I seen that.
Called Pick It Up. So I just feel like right now I'm having one of those breakthrough moments again.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, look at Jacquees. You know what I'm saying?
So the Diddy record is one of my favorites off his R&B album. It's called Off the Grid, the album. Yeah. The song is called Pick Up.
Yeah.
So talk about that process, because it's really a Jacquees song that Fabulous is on, that Diddy just put his name on.
I appreciate that.
It's a Jacquees song. It sounds like
love.
It, you know?
I appreciate it. I was with Puff yesterday, you know, just coming up with ideas for the record, for the video. The record came about just Puff, you know, we've been had a relationship since I was like, probably like 21 when I dropped 4275.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was with Bad Boy South when I first came in the game when I was like 14, 15
That's
years
right.
old.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's been like just a full circle moment. And it was just my moment to, you know, step to the forefront. You know, Puff loved the fact that when I was talking about the King R&B real heavy and he said he wanted to give me something to stand on. You know, and that record real, real powerful. You know what I'm saying? People say that's their favorite record.
Yeah.
On the album. So, you know, me just humbly standing, you know, I appreciate all the love that I'm getting on that album. But I'm just happy that people showing me that love and that respect. Like, okay, look at Jacquees.
Yeah.
Another look at Jacquees moment. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot you were signed to Bad Boy South. What was that like? Like, how did you transition from going there to, like, Cash Money?
Well, I was young then. You know, I was 14, 15. I left over there when I was 15. By the time I was 16, I was dropping my own mixtape, 16, 17, 18, 19. I signed to Cash Money when I was 20.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a cut of years. And then I was with other labels too, you know, in between time. You know, mm-hmm. I left them and was rocking with a couple other labels in Atlanta, then met Birdman and never looked back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birdman is on the internet all day today.
He lit. I talked to him last night.
It's
I'm
been
like,
a heavy day
man.
For the internet and Birdman.
Man, Stunner lit right now. He done took over the internet.
I'm glad you're back to doing the Quee mixes. Mm-hmm. And you know I love them. You did ICU.
Yeah, shout out to Coco Jones too.
Did she reach out in any way? Like,
She was like, she hit me on the comments. She was like, okay, it looked like it's going to be a challenge or something, she said. I was like, okay. Then I just had a show with her at, I forgot where we was at, but she always showed love, though. And we just had a show in Chicago, too.
Yeah. She has a great personality. She's just a really down-to-earth, fun person. Yeah.
She a good girl.
Yeah. You guys need to work together. I like that.
Yeah, me too. She's super, super dope.
Yeah. So I was surprised when I saw on the internet the other day that there was still like something with Ella May and when you remixed her song. I feel like sometimes the internet kind of keeps things going. Mm-hmm. Is there like someone where you feel like, yo, this kind of got out of hand. We need to have a conversation to kind of like get things back on track.
She would probably be the only one.
Yeah.
And I don't even think it's. Yeah, she would be the only one. I never had no issues with nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
All the issues that I had prior to, of course, like, it was with dudes. And we always seen each other and was going to do what we going to do. And then seen each other and just had respect for each other, you know. So with the females, it's like, nah, you know.
Yeah.
She cool. I just seen at the Rock Nation brunch.
And good.
And we spoke, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Oh, so you're, that's good.
Yeah, I think it should be.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it should be all good by now.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the Diddy song, because any other features, I know you signed someone. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, Issa.
What's going on there?
Yeah. Well, you know, Issa here right now, you know, we just dropped Hair Down. Issa, you know, Issa my family. You know, we got to get on the radio and be like my artist because the business and all that. But it's family. So, you know, he's stepping front line for FYB Records.
Okay.
You know, we got Issa, we got FYB Tevin, we got DC DaVinci, C-Trillionaire, DeQuincy Gates, B-Pace. It's a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we doing this Hair Down campaign. We got Fabulous rocking with us.
I seen that.
Yeah, Fab rocking with us.
You and Fab on a couple of records together, man.
That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real. So Fab, you know, gave us the alley hoop, you know, just looking out for us with that sis with Issa. And it's been love. We shot a video in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We getting ready to drop the video on YouTube and stuff any day now. We were just talking about that this morning. The video on, I think it's on BET and MTV and stuff right now. And, we just working. Issa, he right here, you know.
Hey, Issa, tell us about you. For people who never heard about you, go.
I'm Issa, you know, coming down from the South, from Atlanta. I've been rapping for a while. I've been doing music. I know we're on an R&B station. I do, you know, I like to harmonize a little bit, but you know,
okay.
Cuz is the R&B singer.
Right,
you know,
I was gonna say you can't
singer.
Harmonize in front of him.
Nah, you know,
he's gonna give you the real harmony.
Oh yeah, definitely. But we got this head down record though. You know, me and Cuz always been collabing throughout our careers, and we always made good music together. And of course, the combination of hip hop and R&B is classic.
Yeah.
You know, for our culture.
Yes.
You know, so we always make good records like that. This is another one of them that mm-hmm. we just dropped a few weeks ago. You know, we got the video spinning. We ain't put it on YouTube yet, so that's coming soon. And we just moved. We campaigning. I'm doing a couple tour dates with him. You know, he on tour right now, so
yeah.
I'm just catching the dates that I can. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you, Jacquees.
Thank you.
I've seen the elevation and growth from you becoming an artist and even maturing as a man.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you're working with other artists as a label kind of person. It says a lot about your growth as a person. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, I already know. You know, when I walked through the door, I just lit up. Like, damn, maybe I'll come to see my girl. Like, wow. But I thank you, though. You know, I always appreciate it.
All right, well, y'all go out, see Jacquees, throw some panties.
Yeah, for sure. Bring them. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to wear them.
Right.
Tonight. Fill them.
Wait, before you go, there's like a lot of young R&B talent. Who do you like that's like really popping right now?
There's a lot of guys on the tour right now that's kind of doing their thing. It's a lot of guys on the tour that's doing their thing. I think y'all should come check them out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. I think
thanks,
all the
Jacquees.
Guys that's lined up on the tour, they doing their thing.
Thanks, Jacquees.
For sure. You're welcome.
I appreciate the well thought out answer.
Sure.
Hey, all we know is good. All we know is
okay, and I just remembered, you are working on an album, right?
Yes.
I saw that.
The new album I'm working on. I don't really have a name for it yet. I actually kind of do, but I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
I got a record right now that I'm kind of teasing on the internet. It's called Physical.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to drop it soon. This next album going to be crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like Thriller. Like, it's back to back to back to back.
Jacquees, you know you're going to make people mad.
Like, for real. It's one of them, though. Seriously.
You said the King R&B. Now you say you're about to drop Thriller. You're going to make people mad, Jacquees.
No, I'm saying.
You're going to make people mad.
I'm just saying. Drop Thriller.
I ain't even trying to just say that, but it's like.
You know how you feel, though. You got to understand, like, when you get to know him, you got to understand
okay.
it really high.
You have to have
high.
That confidence, is
yeah,
what you're saying,
that's
right?
That's how he always been, though. You have to believe in yourself.
Yes.
Like, real talk.
Yeah,
cause
so
I feel like Thriller. He got a Thriller on his hand.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, say that.
Now, you name it that, I'm out of here, Jacquees.
I ain't gonna do that. Okay. I love Mike. I love Mike, but I gotta have like Thriller.
I gotta Thriller. Sure, got something.
Jacquees. Man, it's always love.
Always.
Continued success to you.
Sincerely
for you. What?
Will you be at the show tonight?
I can come through.
You got to.
I'm just not throwing panties, bro.
No, you know, come on. I know you're going now, but you know,
that's
hey,
not my vibe.
Come through.
I like to keep the panties on.
Yeah, but well, come through, though. Please.
Jacquees, thank you so much. Sincerely for you, the
yeah,
tour.
Let's get it.
The album is out right now. It's Me to Say What in Your Midday on
yes,
R&B.
Yes. Let's get it.
That was a good one.